Back here at Marlins Park this afternoon for the last of four between the Marlins and the Rockies. A win over the Rockies this afternoon would mean the first ever four-game sweep for the Marlins inside Marlins Park. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. Joining me this afternoon, a gentleman by the name of Chuck Booth. And now you're wondering to yourself, who the heck this guy is. Chuck, why don't you explain to everybody what you're attempting to do this season?
Okay, I'm attempting to go to a baseball game, at least one, every day of the MLB calendar, which is 179 days strong. And in total, I'm going to 217 games overall. And in fact, I'm doing about 40 doubleheaders in that part.
Update us on your process, where you are right now in your journey.
This is game 87 and day 71 of the season. It started on April 5th in Wrigley Field, and it's going to end on October 4th, probably in Tropicana Field.
Explain to us, I mean, it seems bizarre how the heck someone could do this. How do you do it? How do you make this happen?
Okay, I'm a veteran of going to the ballparks a lot. I've gone to each park three times in under 30 days and under a month, like all 30 parks. So being a veteran of being of the geography, I can map it out. I mean, it still took me like 4 months in order to do this kind of schedule. But I know the geography well, so I was able to place together this kind of schedule in about October, and then I tweak it a little bit based on how I can afford it, sometimes budget-wise, and I make alterations. And from this, I was able to do that, and I took 6 months off of work as mandated by my doctor because I'm recovering from a concussion. And from there, I just started, it's just a work in progress. Every day is a new day. You get up, you got to go to the ballpark. Sometimes it's two, and sometimes it's one, and sometimes you have lots of stuff that's thrown in your path, and you just have to deal with it. It's adversity.
Do you do it in a cost-effective manner?
Absolutely. I average about $100 a game, where most ballpark chasers will average between $250 to $300 per road game.
And how do you do that? Rental cars, flying?
It's a bit of planes, trains, and automobiles all put into one. I've taken a lot of megabus.com buses for a dollar in the Eastern Seaboard, which is great because anybody that knows the driving in the eastern parts, there's tolls, bridges that you have to pay a lot of money for, and you don't want to pay $15 a game to park either. I do have rental cars when I need them, and I use them mostly on the West Coast, or if I need, like, flying down. I flew down here, so I need a rental car for the weekend, and I already had 40 free days from National Car Rental, so I was lucky to do that maneuver.
How do you have 40 free days of car rental? Okay.
That's a good question. I rent a car 365 days a year. I'm an independent courier in Canada, and based on that, I get 20 free rental days throughout the year, and I banked them for 2 years consecutively. And now that I'm ready to do this trip, I'm able to use each of them on this trip.
The farthest amount of travel you've done this year is what? What's been the longest day for you?
My buddy Scott and I is here and hanging out with us. He and I went from Washington. We drove from Washington all the way to St. Louis for a day game, and then we went to Kansas City at night. And that was about 1,100 miles throughout the course of one day.
So you flew to St. Louis and then drove to Kansas City?
No, sorry. We started the day in Washington. I picked up a one-way car rental that we started in Washington Airport.
And the nation's capital,
yes.
Washington.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, definitely. Sorry about that. I didn't clarify that. Yes, in the district. And then we drove all night, and we arrived at St. Louis for a day game. And then once we got in six or seven innings, we just hopped in the car and drove the I-70 west all the way to Kansas City, which is another 250 miles. It took us about 3.5 hours. We got a full game in there.
And this isn't your first rodeo doing this. You've done this before. I understand you hold the world record for the least amount of time to visit all 30 ballparks.
Yes, that is correct. I went to all 30 MLB parks, every single pitch, mind you, too, including extra innings and rain delays, in just 23 calendar days.
What's been the biggest obstacle to overcome this year?
It's stuff that goes through, when you go through a daily process, you think that it's going to be smooth sailing, and there's just little things that can trip you up to go on your path. Like the other day, I was going to Baltimore, and the city bus driver knocked into a lamp pole, and everybody got off the bus. And I had interviews to do 30 minutes from there. So I'm sitting there with my phone. I'm okay in Baltimore, but not for taking city buses. So I knocked on Google Maps, no problem. They said there was a bus that was half a mile down the road. I caught it. I made my interviews. But there's little challenges like that every day that just seep into the realm.
So does it count if you miss a first pitch? Have you missed the first pitch yet?
Yes, I definitely have. It's an official game for this journey. So if I'm able to see the home team hit five times or have a lead after 4.5 innings, that constitutes. It's just like if you have an official game for weather here.
Who mandates this? Now, there's an official score? Where is this official score?
It's general amongst ballpark chasers that they say it's an official game, just like the MLB rules state. Now, if I was to apply for a Guinness World Record, I wouldn't be able to get it because they constitute that you have to be there for every single pitch of every play, like I did for my world record in 2012.
So you've done this three times already. Are you going to do this throughout the course of your life? Or, I mean, you've grown accustomed to doing this.
Yeah, this is a once-in-a-lifetime maneuver because I had to get 6 months off because I'm dealing with a concussion. My doctor said I needed to do that in order to be healthy the rest of my life. And I had the resources to do it because I got paid out from an insurance settlement. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime maneuver for the whole year. I'm not going to say I'm never going to try for another record streak again. That's in a short sprint, like the 30 days trip. But it's a lot harder now to get into the park with the security. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think it's great that they're doing that. But it does add 3 or 4 minutes. I could think of several different years that I would have missed first pitches based on something so much as the security.
You're from Vancouver, British Columbia. What do you do for a living?
I'm an independent courier, so I use my car every day, so that's kind of how I'm used to traveling and making plans and hitting quotas for time and everything.
Favorite ballparks? Top five.
Okay, I got AT&T Park as number one. I have Fenway Park as number two. Wrigley Field would be three. PNC Park is four, and Busch Stadium's five.
And the following ballparks will not hold it against you, the ones you do not particularly enjoy going to.
Okay, we got Tropicana Field, O.co Coliseum, Angel Stadium, the Rogers Center. And I'm in the minority in this probably, but I do not like Kauffman Stadium.
Angel Stadium, that's a gorgeous ballpark, and Kauffman.
It's the thing that there's no real big difference between ballpark 11 and 25 and 26. There's just not much of a difference between all of them. So very little separates. It's all personal preference, too. I like some of the modern amenities, so obviously a park even like this I would have higher than a park like that because it's got the modern era that you need. You got Wi-Fi here. I mean, it's a nice scoreboard, that kind of stuff.
Chuck, this is absolutely fascinating. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe on your journey. I mean, you have about 4 more months left worth of baseball every single day. It's absolutely fascinating. And again, thanks for joining us and making some time for us this afternoon.
I really appreciate it. I'd like to say that I really love this park way more than I did when I came to Sun Life Stadium back in the day 4 or 5 years ago.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.